Okay, today's daf Samach Tes. We're on Samach Tes, top line, last one on the top line. And today's share is sponsored, Le'il Nishmas Moshe Ben Shmuel, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Okay, what? Okay, so we're in the middle of discussing the discussion between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, right? What did Rabbi Eliezer hold? Rabbi Eliezer held that once certain malachas were mutter on Shabbos, like shechita, which is mutter, right? Certainly, the rabbanon should be mutter. If a doche Shabbos for a doraisa, we should be doche Shabbos for a derabbanon. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said, and Rabbi Akiva said back, if that's the case, it can't be right because it's a pasuk. Basically what he said. Then he said something silly. He said that, I'm calling it silly because it was obviously, well, if sprinkling, which is a derabbanon, paraduma, what's the derabbanon? It looks like it's masakin a person. There's no malach in doing that. There's no malach in sprinkling you. But it looks now, also now you're tahar. So if that's usher, then the karban bezach should be usher, kal v'chomer. That's a silly kavachomer because it's not true. Rabbi Eliezer says to him, what kind of kavachomer is that? So now we're going to flesh out the conversation even more. Okay? Tanya, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said the following. Uma li. You know I'm right. Why? Im dachu machshire mitzvah shalachar shechita es ha-shabbos. If other things after shechita are doche shabbos, like what? Rashi says, for example, the cleaning out the insides, that's after Shechita, that's a malacha, and it's Doche Shabbos. This Avid Le Mitzvah, why is that true? Because it's a mitzvah. I need it for the Karban Pesach. So Lo Yidchi Machshiri Mitzvah Shalafnei Shechita Es HaShabbos? So shouldn't the things done before the Shechita be Doche Shabbos? Right? Like what? Like, for example, cutting off a wart. Shouldn't that be Doche Shabbos? Which we said it's not. So the Gemara says, Amar lo, Rabbi Akiva, no. Dummily. Listen to this. Im dachu machshir mitzvah shel achar shechita es haShabbos. The reason why, after Shabbos, things that are malachos are Doche, it's because, shehare dachasa shechita es haShabbos. You've already been Doche the Shabbos. You've already pushed it off. It's already happened. Tomar yidchu machshire mitzvah shalefnei shechita es haShabbos. So I should be makel and allow things like that before the shechita. Shelo the chazan shechita es haShabbos, where the shechita has not pushed off the Shabbos yet. That far we don't go. For a mitzvah. So, but until that point, what? Right, and now Davar Acher, which might be the kicker, Shema, maybe, Yimatze Zevach Psul, maybe there'll be a Psul, V'nimtza Mechal Es HaShabbos L'mafreya. Everything he did beforehand was all Psul. Well, that's not really a good word. You know why? Ihachi, if that's true, the Mishchad Nami Lo Shachit. You shouldn't do Shechita either. Shema, thank you. What is that? What? Shema Yimtza Zevach Psul, V'nimtza Mechal Es HaShabbos L'mafreya. Now that can't be the answer, because if that's the case, you can't do anything. Maybe the actual animal itself will be a psul. Ela ha'amale. So the answer is that Rabbi Akiva first said the second part, Bereisha, he said that first, upirche, and then Rabbi Eliezer shlugged that up. That can't be credit. Kav chomer is that. If that's the case, you're never going to do anything. V'hadar amale. Then the second point, what he said was, hach damali imdachu. The second point he said was, listen to me, I'm right. Why? The only time it's doche is if you've already done the shechita. If you haven't already done the shechita, it's not doche. That, Rabbi Eliezer has no answer back. Not that we know of.
Is this Rabbi Eliezer, the same Rabbi Eliezer that's not sure you
really have to go for the shechita? Yes. Yeah. Same one. This is Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkinus, who's basically Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. But right. Right. Okay, now, okay, good? So far, so good. Now, in the Mishnah, Heshev Rabbi Akiva, V'amar, Hazah Tochiyach. He said to Rabbi Akiva, I'll prove you I'm right. Why? Because you're not allowed to sprinkle paradum on Shabbos. It's only a Durabanan. Yet, you're allowed to do malachas. So you see, you realize that your whole thesis is wrong. You said if you could do Doraisas, you can for sure do Durabanans. It's not true. You're allowed to do Doraisas. And you're not allowed to do paraduma. Not only that, then he said a kal v'chomer. If you can't do hazah, maybe you shouldn't be able to do shechita either. Then Rabbi Elazar said, "What are you talking about? That's a din d'oraisa. It's in the Torah. You can do shechita tocha Shabbos. That can't be right." So Tanya, Amalo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, what kind of kal v'chomer was that? B'shechita heishavtani, with shechita you tried to answer me. Right, it says Rashi, B'shchita heishavtani, Dover schok v'gichuch. That was a joke, what you said. The kavachom was a joke. What's the kavachom? If you're not allowed to do paraduma, then you're not allowed to do shchita. That's a joke. Says Rashi, to explain it, that's a joke. Shamarta ochilach. You said, I'll switch it around. Ma'im hadza, shehi shavus. Ein adoch shchita. Right? So, lo kolshkein. And look, shechita lo kashin shol tidche. Ubas laakar es masha kasev bo b'moado. Trying to uproot the Torah. The odeya hayitza she ain't ze kavachomer. You knew that wasn't a real kavachomer. You knew that. So Rabbi Yehuda says back, Akiva shechita heishavtani b'shechita tehei misaso. With shechita should be your death, and we all know that tragically it was. Right, he was murdered. Rabbi Akiva was murdered. What's going on here? So, the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Akiva learned with Rabbi Eliezer for 13 years. He learned with him for 13 years. What? Whatever it was, but he learned with him for 13 years. Says the Kol HaRamaz, this is the first time they ever met. This is the first day of class that Rabbi Akiva met Rabbi Eliezer, and this is what he tells him. Some joke kal v'chomer. So Rabbi Eliezer said, this is a student of mine. This is what I have. That's what he says. Now, I don't know if it's true. I wasn't there. It's a fascinating theory. Right? This is the first time they ever met. This is the first thing he tells back to Rabbi Eliezer. A kal v'chomer, which is silly. Right? And the Gemara is going to ask why he said such a silly thing. The Gemara is going to say, because he wanted to remind him of a different memory that he had said, or that he heard he said, which contradicted this, and was hoping it would jog his memory. And he didn't want to ask him straight out, because he didn't want to show him up, you don't show up your Rebbe. Rebbe, didn't we learn the following? I think it's Kal V'chomer. There was a, what? Oh, by the way, you know, that's what he wanted to do. That's what he was trying to do. Yes. Yeah. What? He didn't mean it. He didn't mean he should die. He didn't mean it.
What?
What he meant by that? I don't know what he meant by that. But he didn't mean he didn't want Rabbi Akiva to die, right?
No, the Yuri says Rabbi Eliezer actually cursed Rabbi Akiva.
I know he said the words. Now when he went home that night and his wife said, "What happened today, Yeshiva?" Oh, I cursed this boy, one of my talmidim. I hope he dies. He said something that was crazy. I don't think he said that. Right? But I thought that was fascinating to say that this is the first time they met, and he was angry that the first thing that this Talmud says is a silly thing, a joke. Okay. More than that, I can't say. Amalo, Rebbe. Amalo. So Rebbe Akiva answers back, Rebbe, al tachbireini. Don't deny. What does al tachbireini mean? Don't deny, right?
Yeah.
Look at Rashi. Al tachpar, don't deny. Bimashalimadati, that which you taught me.
It's hard to say that it's the first time they ever met. Reminding him of old Torah.
5 minutes ago.
Shalimadati, hazah, that hazah. Afal pi, shehi shavut, ain't a doche. You yourself held it's not doche. Don't deny you held that. You yourself held that. Ulakach danti kavachomer zelafanecha. That's why I said this crazy kavachomer. Afar pisha ani kedai. I know it's no good. I know that kavachomer is wrong. I only said it. Ela kadesha tossim elibcha. It should get your memory. It should get your juices flowing. Acharei shabah zeladun shchita mehaza mechlal daza pshita ledlodachi. Right? You're trying to bring a raya that it's all mutter. No. Listen to what I'm saying. From my crazy kavachomer, you're going to learn. You're going to remember what you yourself held no good. Now you're going to remember what you taught me once. That is not doche. And then you'll go take what you just said back. That's what I'm trying to do. Says Rabbi Akiva. Back to the Gemara. Al tach brini b'shas hadin. Don't deny what I'm saying over here. We're having this conversation. Kach mikoblanim imcha. I learned straight from you. Hazah shivus hi. Hazah is, by the way, it's the first time they ever met. You have to say that he heard it in his name. Right? You have to say that. Hazah shivus hi. Hazah is a shivus. V'ein a doche es a Shabbos. That's not doche Shabbos. You yourself said that. Now, v'chi me'achad duhu agmere, if he said that, my time kar hadabe, so why taka, is he taking it back now? Why is he saying over here it's okay? Amar ula, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm going to tell you why. Rabbi Eliezer, ki agmere, when he learned that vart, when he said over that din, that what? That hazah is not doche Shabbos? Hazah de truma agmere. It was regarding truma. A guy wants to eat truma, but he's tamei. So the hazah falls out on a Shabbos. So can he get sprinkled so he can eat truma? Said Rabbi Eliezer, of course not. Absolutely not. Why? The truma gufalo dachi Shabbos. Because truma itself, you can't be machrus truma on Shabbos. So you know what? Not allowing that. Over here, we're talking about a carbon Pesach. Big difference. Right?
What's the
issue of the way the hazah? Rashi said, it looks like you're mesakin.
The person.
Before he was tar, tummy. Now he's tar. It's like a change of a person. Changing.
Yeah.
It's like fixing a kli.
Oh,
what?
It's fixing a kli.
Yeah, like makam pazish maybe. Yeah. Yeah. Right? Rabbi Akiva Nami. The right way, Rabbi Akiva also knew that. Ki osvei hazah de truma osvei shehi mishum mitzvah vehi mishum shavus. Rabbi Akiva knew that it was about truma, but he felt, what's the difference if it's truma or if it's carbon Pesach? What's the difference? Either way, it's all no good. V'hu savar, v'hu and Rabbi Eliezer savar, hazah de Pesach kamosivle. Rabbi Eliezer thought he was talking about carbon Pesach. And Rabbi Eliezer held, no, carbon Pesach is not, it is doche. The hazah is doche. Why is it doche? Because it can be a kal v'chomer. If a carbon shchit is doche, so for sure this is doche. Okay? Good? Now, everything we just said is not true. Why is it not true? Because we're going to prove now, in a minute, that Rabbi Akiva asked him, not about Truma, he asked him about Carbon Pesach. Right? Hazah for the Carbon Pesach. That's what he asked him. Why? Masav Rava. Rava says, what are you talking about? Heshev Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva answered and said, Hazah is tame meis tochiach. Hazah is tame meis will prove I'm right. Shechal shvi shalol lios b'shabbos. If the seventh day falls out on Shabbos and he has to be sprinkled, ube erev Pesach shehi mitzvah v'imishum shavuos v'enadoches haShabbos, and it's erev Pesach and it's a mitzvah to bring the carbon Pesach, and nevertheless he's still not allowed to do the sprinkling. So what do you see? He wasn't asking about truma. Ella vadai apazaz Pesach admire. He was talking about Pesach. So again, the question comes back. My time of kaparach Rabbi Eliezer. So if that's the case, why on earth did Rabbi Eliezer change his mind? So the Gemara answers: Rabbi Eliezer gamre is akerle. He changed his mind because he forgot. He pashut forgot. But also Rabbi Akiva, lad kureim gamre. And Rabbi Akiva was trying to jog his memory. Get him to remember that he held that you're not allowed to do this. So the name of the Behedis, what did he say straight out? Just say straight out. Rabbi, didn't you tell me that you're not? The answer is, Savar Lav Urachar. He felt the first day of class, he shouldn't be smarter than the Rebbe. Right? So he felt the first day, he met him, let me say, in some roundabout crazy way, and I'll get him to remember what I heard in his name.
I'm trying to be using the proper way he gets the curse like that.
Yeah. What? Right. Okay. Now, listen to this. I said before that Rashi said the reason why you're not allowed to sprinkle on Shabbos is because it's misakin. I apologize. The Gemara gives a different answer. Okay? The Gemara gives a different answer. There's a question why Rashi didn't give this answer. The Gemara... No, I forgot right now. Now, Vazah, my time alo dachi Shabbos. So why does it... Why taki is it not docha Shabbos? Why is it not? So michti. Till tulei ba'almahu. It's just moving. It's just tiltal. What is it? It's not a malacha. Tidachi Shabbos mishum Pesach. So it should be docha for Pesach. So Amar Rabba, listen to this. Gzeira, Shema, Yitlena, Viavirena, Arba Amos, Rosh Hashanah. Gesundheit. Maybe you'll carry it in Rosh Hashanah.
Who? The Kohen?
Somebody.
The Kohen's reason?
What?
The Kohen's reason?
Yeah. Yeah. What? Who's going to carry it? The sprinkler, the Kohen. Right? Some say it's the Tomei. Right?
What?
Why would he be carrying it? Maybe he doesn't know how to do it. Maybe he's going to go ask someone to learn how to do it.
What is he carrying?
What? No, he's carrying the jug of mechatas. Yeah. Because of Akzera, it's all off the table, right? Right. What do you mean? You're not allowed to read Megillah in Shabbos. Oh, you mean it's for a kahal, not for a person.
Yeah. One or two guys who
right, so that's the kasha. The kasha that people ask is, how come you're allowed to lay? How come we make the zeri every Shabbos? The zeri shouldn't lay. Maybe you'll carry the Torah. What? That's not the answer. What? Okay, so what? We don't know how to lay. We go ask somebody how to lay. Same thing with the same reason with Megillah. So the answer they give is because there's no chiyuv on a yachid to hear laying. The chiv is on the tzibur. I'm going to take it to... It's not going to happen. The chiv on the tzibur. Right? Same answer. How come there's no gzeira that we shouldn't... Now, what? There's no lulav on Shabbos. There's no shofar. There's no Megillah. What about matzah? How come there's no gzeira matzah? As it's chomet, is it not? I can bake it right. We'll go take it to a chacham to ask him. How can there look zero like that? What? Because it's very makra, you're saying. What? You hear that question? You don't think it's a question?
No.
Why not?
Because Santa Torah is left in shul, and matzah is left in your house.
Exactly. Why would you carry matzah?
What about lulav?
Lulav's in the shul.
That's not the mitzvah.
They do lulav in the basement. The basement
is basically a different place. Show for the blows on
Shabbos. Why are they doing this?
What? I know. So the answer they give by matzah, which makes this harder to understand, is because you were always with other people. You always had a chabura.
Who does show for by himself?
You were always with other people. You had a chabura. You had 20 of your neighbors. Somebody's doing the halachas. You have to take it somewhere else. What? No, so the Megillah was the chashash is you're in some farm somewhere, you're in some out of the way place, and no one knows how to lane, so you're gonna go to an expert. You're gonna go to a bucky. So by matzah, don't bucky. You have enough people, well, someone's a bucky. That's the standard answer given.
You can take every single one from you, you're gonna make it fit.
Yeah.
Right, so then why is it that a shofar is no, and a Megillah is no, and a lulav is no? Just if you think about it, just the opposite. Things in the house, you should have to do it. There should be a gzeira. And things for a tzibur, there should be no gzeira.
How about all the million knives they bring to Shach Karvesi? You're not worried about a guy might go out and check the knife out if it's kosher?
I'm just reading you the Gemara.
I don't get it. The one Kohen...
Somebody made it, somebody didn't.
One Kohen may take the Mechavas four hours? Where's he going with it? And what's going on? There's reason, like we said. It's like, you try to in the base of Migdash. Maybe Hara is 18, but...
Anyway... Rabbi Eliezer, na'avrinan. Rabbi Eliezer, why can't, according to Rabbi Eliezer, why can't you carry it? The ha amar Rabbi Eliezer, machshir mitzvah dochan at the Shabbat. He holds machshir mitzvah. You can chop a tree down to get wood to make a knife. You can do all that. Amar, listen to this. Hani mili hecha. Hani mili. When is that true? Hecha de gavra gufe chazi. Where the person is fit. Virami chiyuva aleha. And there's a chiyuv on top of this guy. Then I will say any malach is docha Shabbos. Any machshire mitzvah is docha Shabbos. For example, we want to lay shofar. We want to blow shofar on Shabbos. We want to blow shofar on Yantar. We don't have a shofar. So am I able to hear shofar? Am I able to blow it? Yeah. What's the problem? I don't have one. All right, do whatever you need to do. You can trap an animal, and you can, anything you need to do, you can do. For machshire mitzvah. We hold, no. If it could have been done before Shabbos, or before Yantar, you can't do it on, that's what we hold. Could have done before, it's no heter. Okay?
Like Mila.
Like Mila. But he held anything. That's only if the person's available. If the person's available and ready, and there's just some, for example, a chauffeur. We're sitting here in shul waiting. Where's the chauffeur? Oh, we don't have one. We're going to go trap a deer, better go trap an animal and go get one. Right? You're allowed to go do that. We hold, and everyone else held. No. You could have done that beforehand. So that's why, but if the person's not chazi, for example, this guy's tamei, we're not going to go now do averas for someone who's not even eligible now, to make him eligible. That far we don't go. That's what really Ezra says. Avohecha de gafra gufa lo chazi, the guy himself is not even available, not even eligible. We're going to make him eligible? No. Lo rami chiyuv aleh, there's no chiyuv to be mechal Shabbos. Rabba, 1 second. That goes against everything we learned about Rabbi Eliezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds all machshirei mila are docha Shabbos. He's not roi, the baby. He's not roi. Right? So what are we doing? Well, according to what we just said, it doesn't make any sense. So Amar Rabba, we'll give Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, katan bari, the katan is healthy. They consider this being ready. If he's healthy, mechamin lo, chamin, lechaburoso, lahabroso, we will boil water to keep him healthy, lumolo b'Shabbos, and do the bris milah on Shabbos. Why? Da'chazile, because he's chazi. However, katan, chole, but if he's a chole, ain't mechamin lo, chamin, lahabroso, ulumolo. We would not do that. Why? Da'halo chazile, because he's not worthy. He's not ready, not available. Amar Rava, the bari hu, but 1 second. But if he's a bari, lama li chamin lahavroso. What do you need chamin for? What do you need hot water for? You can do, this chil Shabbos is not necessary. Why is it not necessary? Because he's not, you don't need to boil water for a mimila. You don't need to. Afterwards you need it, not before. What are you doing? Ella Amar Rava, Hakol Cholin Hein Eitzel Mila. Because everyone's considered a Chol when it comes to Mila. Echad Katan Bari, Vechad Katan Chole, Vechad Katan Chole. Ein Chamel Lo Chamel Avrosa. So we don't do it. Ulamolo B'Shabbos Tahal Lo Chazi. We will not do it. Why won't we do it? Because it's exactly the reason. They're not Chazi. Asks Tosfos a bomb question. Right? Didn't Rabbi Eliezer hold that Machshir Mila is Docha Shabbos? Now we're saying it's not. Okay? What else are you boiling it for? You're not boiling it for coffee. You're boiling it for the
meal.
So this is exactly his question. But why not? It helps if afterwards...
In those days they considered it sakar. That's why they boiled the water.
So look at the little tosas of lo. Lo shna... Chalosh, loshna bari, ein mechamin lo chamin. V'chi achar, v'chi amar Rabbi Eliezer, de machshir mil docha Shabbos. But doesn't he hold machshir mil as docha Shabbos? Listen to his answer. Tell me if you think this answer makes sense. Hani mili, when is that true? Hecha shehu chamu chamin me'erev Shabbos. When you boiled the water before Shabbos, Dechazi. What does it mean, dechazi? He's fit. What does that mean? What's Tosa's answer? I'm not sure I understand his answer. What is he answering? What is he answering? Well, left now with a big question mark here on Rabbi Eliezer. We've always been taught, we had this the whole parak, it's called Rabbi Eliezer Demila. The parak named after him. And it's all about how he held, you could go to a smelting factory and smelt a knife for the Mila, all that you could do on Shabbos. Right? Why? Because he held, Machshira Mila's dope, we don't hold like that. We hold anything you could have done before Shabbos, you have to do before Shabbos. If you can't do it before Shabbos, then it's Docha Shabbos. Then in a Chanami, it's Docha Shabbos. If you can't do it before Shabbos. Like what? Like the actual Mila. It's also a Malacha. Whatever Malacha that is, it's a Malacha. Right? What? Drawing blood. Some say it's Shechita, because what's the difference? It's a little bit or a lot. Whatever it is. And what about afterwards? And you can do whatever you need to do, because it's a Sakana now. You're putting him into the Sakana. It's all okay. But Rabbi Eliezer always held that it was all mutter. Now we see, no, it's only if you're chazi. So a boy is not chazi. I'm trying to figure out the end of answer to this. Okay, the Gemara is going to keep on going with this. Eis ve'abaya. Abaya asked the following question. Arel, shalomol, an arel that doesn't have a bris milah, right, which that's, by definition that's what an arel means, onesh kareis. He gets kareis. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. By the way, that's not just Rabbi Eliezer. The Torah says that, right? Rabbi Eliezer said that someone doesn't have mishmila gets kareis. The Torah said that. V'ha'acha, the gavra gufe lo chazi. 1 second. He himself cannot have mishmila because of Shabbos, right? 1 second. I'm sorry. R.L. Shalomol means he doesn't have a bris milah, he can't bring the carbon pesach. That's what I mean, I'm sorry. Onesh kareis. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. V'hacha gavra gufa lo chazi, he's not even chazi. He can't eat the carbon pesach, he's an R.L. V'katani onesh kareis, and yet he's chayev kareis for not getting the carbon pesach. Alma, what do you see? Rami chiyuva aleha. We throw the chi. He is considered someone who's roi. Look at Rashi. Top line. Onesh kareis. Top wide line. B'shvil shahayir roi l'saki. Because he can go fix himself. Right? Mivev. Mivav shows. The mizman shchitos ha-pesach ulamayla. V'lo niskan. He didn't do it. He's too lazy. He's too, whatever it is. Too afraid. Whatever it is. You got to get over that. V'lo dummy with tamei. It's not like a Tomei or guys in China. De'in, Yecholin, Lesakein, Ba'osan, Sheishos. Where he's not able to get here. Tomorrow we're going to discuss, are you allowed to make yourself far away? Can I do that? On the 12th of Nisan, I'm going to take a trip to China. What do you want from me? I can't be coming. I'm from Derech Rechoka. Do that? We'll talk about that tomorrow. But the Rashi, don't compare those guys. Those guys have a legitimate out. They have a legitimate out. The guy's not allowed to go to his parents' Leviah and become Tomei. He was stuck in China for 3 months. What do you want from the guy? That's not like this. That's a legitimate heter. Okay, he's got a patur. He'll come back. He'll bring a Pesach Sheni. Right? Umikmi hachi lo rami chuva alevei. Alma afak after lo chazi. Even though he's not really chazi right now. Ramya mitzvah aleha. We still say he's chayiv. Why? Heich the efshal second. Well, you could fix it. Hazar namit dachas haShabbos. Hazar should push off Shabbos. Why? To ha mitzvah Ramya le'lasakin lekach. It's a mitzvah to do that. So go do it. So says the Gemara. Omar Rabba. Chasav Rabbi Eliezer. Well, Eliezer holds like this. Ein shochetin v'zorkin al tamei sheret. You don't sprinkle or shecht for a guy who's Tomei. Why not? Because he's Tomei now, even though he can go to the mikvah, he has an out, he can go to Pesach Sheni. He's Tomei, he can go to Pesach Sheni. Right? Why is that? Why don't we tell him, listen, go to the mikveh now. We'll have you in mind for the carbon pay. Exactly. You'll be included in this. And when nightfall comes, he'll be able to eat it. So one day tumah. No, we don't have to bother with that. Let him pay his tummy. Whatever happened, let him go to Pesach Sheni. Why is that? Because she'ilu biyachid nidcha tibur avdi betumah. If we push it off for you, in other words, we tell you, come back in a month, if the whole tzibur would be in the same position, we would bring a betumah. V'chal milsed the issi betzibur issi biyachid. Anything that applies to a tzibur applies to a yachid. V'chal milsed the less of a tzibur, less of a yachid. If something doesn't exist by a tzibur, it doesn't exist by a yachid. Arelus, now what about not having a milah? The e kule tzibur arelum ninu. What if the entire Klai Yisrael doesn't have a bris milah? What would we do? Or the majority. Amrina, we would say, Amrina lahu, kumu mahulu, nafshayichu, go get yourselves a bris milah. Go do it. Va'avdi pischa. And make a Pesach. What's going on here? What happened to Klai Yisrael? Where is everyone? No one has a bris milah? Right? Yachid nami. So yachid amrinan, lay, kum mahul, va'avdi pischa. Go get yourself a bris milah. What's the matter with you? Ve'i lo mahil, and if he doesn't, Va'avid, and he doesn't avoda. Va'avid, and what's va'avid? I'm sorry. V'ilo mal va'avid. If he doesn't make himself available, doesn't get himself a bismila, onish kares. His onish is kares. Tzibur tuma. Di kula tzibur tmeyininu. Lo manchin an alayhu. Ela avdi betuma. Yachid. So yachid ami pater. Yachid is also pater. Anyway. That's why Hazah is not Docha Shabbos. Amalei Rav Huna Breid Rav Yishua L'Rava Tarei Pesach Sheni. What are you talking about? Pesach Sheni is the Lesse B'tzibur. Doesn't exist by a Tzibur. No such thing as a Tzibur. Never have to go to Pesach Sheni. Never. The Isha B'yachid. Yet it does apply by a Yachid. So your whole premise is not even true. Amalei, no, that's an exception. Shiny Hasim, that's different. Ta'avid lay tzibur mirishon, because the rishon already got it by Pesach Rishon. A tzibur gets rishon. Only a yachid gets shady. What kind of answer is that? The answer is it's an exception. Okay? Now, is that true? That anything that doesn't have, that doesn't call milsa, anything, the less of a tzibur, less of a yachid, is that even true? Meisvei, yachal lo yeonish kareis. I would think, Yachal, I would think, Lo Yehei. I'm sorry. Yeah, Meisvei. Yachal, I would think, Lo Yehei Onesh Kares. That a person will not get Kares. Elo, who gets Kares? Shahaya Tahar. If somebody was Tahar, Vishalohaya Bederech Vachoka. And he wasn't far away. In other words, he was b'shev yal taseh, did not bring a carbon Pesach. Orel, what about Norel? Or Tamei Sheretz, v'shar kol ha-tameyin, minayin. How do we know that they also get kares? Right? Talmud lomar, v'ho-ish. It's an extra word, v'ho-ish. Midikal mahader atamei Sheretz. Since Tomei Sheretz is on this list of people that get kares, Kosovar, he holds, Ein Shochatin Vizorkin al Tomei Sheretz. That we don't allow a Tomei Sheretz to get Zerika. The E Shochatin Vizorkin al Tomei Sheretz, because if we would do that, Lamali Lahadhure Aleha. Why are they on the list? Why are they on the list? Hainu Tahar. They're really Tahar. Why are they really Tahar? Because at the time of the Seder, when the Seder begins, they're going to be Tahar. So why are they on this list? Alma, what do you see from here? Afa gaf delo chazi. Even though they're not chazi right now, why are they not chazi? Because they're tamei chiyuva aleha, they're chayiv. Afa gaf delesa b'tzibur. There's no such thing by the tzibur. Because by tzibur, to bring it p'toma, it's a b'yachid. It applies by a yachid. Which returns the question. Why, according to Rabbi Eliezer, can you not do Hazah of the Paraduma? El Amar Rava, here's the answer. Kasav Rabbi Eliezer, Shochatin, Vizorkin, Alatame Sheretz. Really, we would bring a carbon Pesach for a Tamei Sheretz. V'hu adin l'tamei meis b'shvi shelo. And we would also bring a Tamei, and for also for a guy who's he's Tamei meis, and the seventh day falls out on Erev Pesach. We would sprinkle it.
No,
not this week is Adam.
No, the Zohar's blood.
I know that, but I'm saying, right, we'll sprinkle the dam for a guy that the seventh day of his is on Erev Pesach. What? V'hazah lemai l'achila. What's the whole reason he has to get hazah? Which we're not, by the way, this Erev Pesach, which is the seventh day for him, is a Shabbos. So therefore, of course he's included in the carbon. But what's the issue? And I can't eat it? Who said he has to eat it? L'achila? Achila's p'sachim, lo ma'akve. It's not ma'akev. I know. We said the whole thing is eating. I know. And now we say the exact opposite. Right? That's not ma'akev. So you won't eat it. At least you won't get kares. Why won't he get kares? Because he's part of the group. What about eating it? There's a technical reason he can't eat it. What's the reason? He never had paraduma. Because it's yontif. Shabbos. Amalei Rav Abba l'Rava im kein nimta pesach nishchat shelo la'ochlov. What do you mean? You're allowed to bring a carbon pesach for people that can't eat it? Amalei, no. Shelo la'ochlov. When I said to him shelo la'ochlov, l'chola u'lezakin d'lo chazi. I was talking about sick old people that physically can't do it. Avohai michzei chazi. He certainly could eat it. However, Tikune hu d'lo mesakin. He's just not eligible because he has a outside problem. What's the difference? What's the reason? So you see, there's a big difference. What's the root of this machloket? What's the root of this distinction? I don't know. What's the root? How come an old man who can't chew, he's not an eater, but a guy who's tamei and he can't eat it, he's considered an eater? What's the difference? Right? I'm sure there's lumps on this.
Focusing on the reason, Shema
Yamireno Galamus,
I still have a problem.
That's like a half hour ago.
I don't know. No, there is a difference, but we always say the difference between something that's inherent and a guy can't eat.
Should be worse.
That should be worse.
Oh, so the old man is a guy inherently can't eat.
This is like an outside thing.
Okay, I hear.
You always say that there's a difference.
Right. Okay, next. Kal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said a rule. What was his rule? Anytime you're able to do it on Erev Shabbos, it's not Docheh Shabbos. But if it's on Shechita, which is not, you can't do that Erev Shabbos, because it has to be done on the 14th, that's Docheh Shabbos. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. Why is that relevant? As far as I know, last time I looked, there's no Beit HaMikdash. Okay. Utna nami gabi mila. Same thing by mila. I ki agavda. Chalom Rebbe Akiva. Chalom Olach Hashem L'Azazim Erev Shabbos. Anything for mila that you could have done before Shabbos. Ein adoch es ha-Shabbos. Mila. Sh'i efshir la'asosam Erev Shabbos. Doch es ha-Shabbos. Mila, which you could, things you could do beforehand, getting ready, whatever. That's doch ha-Shabbos. Yeah. No, that's the seventh day.
Right. So why isn't that allowed?
It's not allowed.
Why is it? I can't give it up before. The seventh day is Shabbos.
Why can't it be put down on Shabbos?
Because
it's not really for the carbon Pesach. It fixes him. V'amar v'yehuda marav halacha k'Rabbi Akiva. And we pass on k'Rabbi Akiva. And by the way, tzrichi, it was necessary to say both these dinim. Why? D'i yashmin agavi Pesach. Had I only heard this at Pesach, I would have said, Hasam, over where? I would have said, Hasam, mitzvah, right? Mitzvah, lo dachi Shabbos. Mitzvah, lo dachi Shabbos, mishum, telo nichrusu aleha shlosh esrei brisos. It doesn't say the word bris 13 times. Avol mila, the nichrusu aleha shlosh esrei brisos. But Mila, which says bris 13 times, Mila is something that's unbelievable. Unbelievable Mila. Right? I would have said you can even do Machshir Mila on Shabbos. Mila is so special that even Machshir Mila you could do on Shabbos. Comes along, no, we hold up a Beit Kiva, you can't do that. I would have had a half mila, maybe you could. So special Mila. Vyashmina Bila, and it only had Mila, Hasam Hu, the Machshir Mitzvah, Lo Dachu, Shabbos, the like a Kares. Because there's no Kares if you don't give a Bris Mila today on Shabbos. Why not? Says Rashi, the like a Kares, it's the last Rashi before the Mishnah, Libo Bayom, on that day, Im Yom Olamachar, if you'll do it tomorrow. You can do it tomorrow.
No
Kares. So ask the Achronim, what's Rashi talking about? You don't get Kares till you become 13 years old. And then, by the way, you never had a bismillah because your father was chicken. But your father wasn't religious. Well, who knows what? And you say, you know what? I'm not doing a Mila. Then every moment you're living with Kares. Not an 8-day-old baby. Right? Oh, well, don't worry about it. No, if you don't do it today, there's no Kares, you'll do it tomorrow. Okay, what's Rashi talking about?
Yeah, we still do it that day.
What?
Yeah, we still do it that day.
So I bet I would have half a Mina. And if I don't do it today, what's the end of the world? Don't curries. After all, we'll do it tomorrow. Avol Pesach, the Ikka curries. Pesach, which is curries, is involved. If you don't do it today, well, I'll do it next tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. And you can't do that. There's no answer. That's it. You blew it. Ema Lidchi, I would have said, you know what? You can even do Machshiri carbon Pesach on Shabbos. It's such a chomerdicka thing. You get curries. Kamash Malan, a tzmicha, therefore comes along the Gemara and says, everyone comes along the Rebbe Akiva and says, no. Machshire Karban Pesach and not Dochei Shabbos. Okay? Next. Emasai, maybe, Chagiga, Emo. We'll start it. When do you bring a Chagiga? Now, we're going to learn tomorrow. There's two Chagigas. There's a Chagiga Yudalid and a Chagiga Tesvav. The Chagiga of the 14th and a Chagiga of the 15th. So, Emasai, maybe Chagiga Emo. When do you bring the Chagiga of the 14th? It's another carbon together with the carbon. You think the base of Mikdash was too crowded? There's too much going on? Now there was another carbon that was brought. A carbon Chagiga of the 14th.
Each family is saving
food. So, when would they bring one? Bizman Shehu Babachol. First of all, only on a weekday. Only on a weekday. Shabbos is not Chagigas. Chagig is Yudalit, only on a weekday, right? As Rashi says, Afagaf the Pesach Dochi Shabbos Betuma, even though Pesach is even in Betuma, not a Chagig lo Dochi. Betahira and Ubmuat. What does that mean, Ubmuat? Bemuat meant there's nobody in this group. There's only two people in this group. We're going to have too many people in the group. There's too many people in this group. The family's too large. Everybody's going to get very small portions. We're afraid that you're not going to eat it a la sova. Why do you have to eat the Karban Pesach a la sova? You have to come back tomorrow to hear that.
Where's the Shabbos night then? There's no Chagiga.
What?
There's no Chagiga. What does it do? What is he filling up with?
You have to be careful. Ubizman Shehu Baba Shabbos. If it came on Shabbos. Uba Meruba. Uba Tuma. All these issues. Ein Mevin Imo Chagiga. You don't bring a Chagiga. Okay? One more line. Chagiga ha'isaba min ha'aton, u'min ha'abakar, u'min ha'kfasim, u'min ha'izim, u'min ha'zachar, u'min ha'kevod. Chagiga can be brought from any animal, male or female, doesn't make a difference. V'ne'achel su'chne'yam in v'layel echad. It can be eaten for 2 days and one night. So again, if you have Tumah, or Shabbos, or you have enough eaters, you don't bring a carbon chagiga is yudalid. Tomorrow we're going to talk about chagiga tezva, which is a carbon chagiga, which is a carbon re'ia, which everybody had to bring. Right? So the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. This is a separate thing, just only it was brought really if you had too many eaters. So everybody was going to get a small portion, no one's really going to be full. So they would bring a carbon chagiga to fill you up. Okay? We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.